Egypt's protest movement against a controversial draft constitution appears to be losing steam. The opposition had hoped to fill the streets last night with protesters, but calls to demonstrate only generated a lackluster turnout. Voting on the new constitution begins today for Egyptians living abroad. Voters in Egypt are expected to begin casting ballots on Saturday, as President Mohamed Morsi plans. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has this report from Cairo.
Opposition leaders are asking Egyptians to cast a no vote on the draft constitution. Even so, it is widely expected to pass, given the Muslim Brotherhood's strong political base. That base was out in force last night across Egypt, including in front of this mosque in Cairo's Nasser City. Thousands of pro-Morsi supporters chanted bread, freedom, Islamic justice. One of them was college senior Badir Hamza Badir. He predicts three out of every four Egyptians will vote for the draft constitution, but whether that vote will be a free and fair one is in doubt. Most of Egypt's judges, who are tasked with supervising elections as independent monitors, rejected taking a role in the upcoming referendum. At a televised news conference, Ahmed El-Zend, who heads the country's main judges association, explained that jurists don't want to help with a new constitution that fails to take all Egyptians into account. He and other critics of the draft charge that it threatens the rights of women and religious minorities and whittles away at Egypt's secular legal system. They also complain that voters have had little time to digest the 234 articles in the document they are being asked to vote on. The debate has led to Egypt's worst political crisis in 2 years. The tensions have also crippled the Egyptian economy. Prime Minister Hesham Kandil announced in a televised news conference that his government was forced to delay until next year a desperately needed $4.8 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. There were signs last night that even Morsi's opponents are beginning to tire of the chaos. The number of people who turned up outside the presidential palace to protest against Morsi and the upcoming referendum was much smaller than in the past. Soldiers allowed the peaceful crowd to surge past the cement wall they had erected and approach the palace gates. But that access and the chants organizers blasted from loudspeakers mounted on cars did little to lift people's spirits. Protester Mina Sami blamed the lackluster attendance on fatigue.
People get tired. You can't go to protests every day or walk in long marches. That's normal. But I wish that anybody who can come here, just do what you have to do. Just say no and we'll see what's going on next.
The Egyptian defense minister called on Morsi's allies and opponents, as well as Christian and Muslim clerics, to meet and ease national tensions before the referendum. The vote began today at 160 of Egypt's embassies and consulates for Egyptians who live abroad. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.